not repeat the title of my talk. I just mentioned that the results on which it is based come from many years of investigation that were carried out in our laboratory on interspecific hybrids involving Gossypium australe and Gossypium sturciana. And the people who mainly contributed to this investigation are Mr. Djibril Sarr, Halima Benbouza, Léonard Aoton, Fatimata Diouf, Jean-Marie Jacquemin, Jean-Marc Lacap et Jean-Pierre Baudouin. Sorry, shall I repeat? So the C genome and G genome species belong to the 8 diploid genomes that constitutes the tertiary gene pool of upland cotton. So they can be exploited, their genetic diversity can be exploited for the improvement, genetic improvement of upland cotton. Many traits of agronomic interest can be introgressed from these species into upland cotton. So the most interesting traits are the glanded plant and glandless seed traits, the resistance to aphids and mite, drought and cold tolerance, improved ginning outturn and fiber maturity, and the resistance to different strains of Fusarium wilt, notably to the Australian strains of Fusarium wilt. The introgression of these interesting traits in upland cotton can be achieved according to different mating schemes. The tree-specific pathway consists in the creation and the backcross to Gossypium hirsutum of synthetic triple species allotetraploids, and the bispecific pathway consists in the creation and the backcross to Gossypium hirsutum of synthetic double species allohexaploids. So the main objective of the tree-specific pathway is to gather in an allotetraploid the two subgenomes of Gossypium hirsutum and the genomes of diploid species, of two diploid species, in order to obtain recombinations, homologous recombination between these genomes. In this pathway, it is interesting to use a D genome American diploid white species as bridge, because in such allotetraploid combination, the A subgenome chromosome of Gossypium hirsutum have no autosynthetic partners, and they have to pair with the chromosome of the donor diploid. So the main objective of the B-specific pathway is to create double species hybrids in which homologous recombination can occur between the genomes of the donor and the recipient species. These recombinations can occur in the allohexaploids, in the allopentaploids, and in the aneuploid stocks that are produced either by selfing or by backcrossing to Gossypium hirsutum, the pentaploids. The main factors that affect the efficacy of the introgression methods are first the difficulty to obtain interspecific hybrids, and the rate of recombination between Gossypium hirsutum and the donor's genomes in the interspecific hybrid created, and last, the efforts needed to obtain balanced commercial cultivars from introgressed stocks. So, if the difficulty to produce tetraploid tree-specific hybrids and pentaploid B-specific hybrids is about the same, there are big differences regarding the effort needed to exploit this material. The tetraploid tree-specific hybrids have the fertility of the tetraploid tree-specific hybrids is very low, and they produced highly unbalanced genetic, highly unbalanced backcross derivatives. So this is illustrated by the, the mice. Okay, thank you. So this is illustrated by the high number of pollination needed to produce BC1 seeds, and by the low survival rate of this material. For example, here you have the results from the crosses regarding the Hirsutum Raymondii Strucianum tree-specific hybrid, these three lines here. So when using it as female parents, male parents, and in case of selfing. So as you can see it, we needed more than 15 crosses to get one BC1 seeds for this type of material, and only about 35% of these seeds gave rise to viable adult plants. The easiness to produce pentaploids derivatives depends on the diploid species involved in their creation and of the type of cross. The last line concerns the results regarding crosses we made between the Hirsutum Strucianum pentaploid and Gossypium hirsutum, so, and the Hirsutum Australe, pentaploid, and Gossypium hirsutum, again used as female parent, male parent, or by selfie. So you can see that there are tremendous difference between the two pentaploids regarding the results of the crosses. The best results were obtained with Gossypium australe. So the type of crosses also influence the production of back cross derivatives. When the level of male fertility of the pentaploid is high enough, you get the best results by using the pentaploid as male parents. So regarding now the level of recombination, when using an American diploid as bridge species, high level of recombination are observed between the chromosomes of the Australian donor species and the genome of Gossypium hirsutum. In the case of the Hirsutum raimondii Strucianum triple hybrid, we observed that more than 35 chromosomes were involved on an average in bivalent association at metaphase 1, four more chromosomes were alien chromosomes. Four more chromosomes were involved in trivalent, tetravalent, and pentavalent association. So this high level of recombinations allow the capture of traits that are controlled by genes located on several chromosomes, as it is the case for the glandless seed and glanded plant trait of Gossypium strucianum. So the level of recombination observed in the synthetic bispecific allopentaploid derivatives depends on the mating scheme. So the results obtained in Australia by the team of Kurt Brubakers show that when the pentaploids are used as female parents, it is very difficult to produce a large BC1 progeny. So despite very large effort of crossing, they were only able to produce 18 Hirsutum australe BC1 from the pentaploid and 11 Hirsutum strucianum BC1 from the pentaploid. These results show also that all the BC1 derivatives obtained by backcrossing the pentaploids as female parents to Gossypium hirsutum contained a high number of alien additional chromosomes. This number was on average 6.1 for the hirsutum australis pentaploid, ranging from 3 to 8 alien additional chromosomes, and it was 6.4, ranging from 4 to 9 alien additional chromosomes in the hirsutum struthianum pentaploids. And the AFLP analysis they made showed that there were very low recombination between the additional chromosomes, alien chromosomes, and the chromosomes of Gossypium hirsutum. So 95% of the alien chromosomes were transmitted intact to the BC1 derivatives from the pentaploids, and among the 5% of alien chromosomes that were subject to modification, it was mainly deletion, and almost none were subject to recombination. On the contrary, when the pentaploid is used as male parent, it is much more easier to produce a large BC1 progeny. So in Jean Blou, we produced 253 BC1 from the Hirsutum australis pentaploid, with about 1.3 BC1 seeds by pollination. That was the results shown in the previous table. So when using the pentaploid as male parent, you also get a much lower course. Do you want me to? A much lower average number of alien chromosomes in the BC1 and an intermediate level rate of recombination. So we made this deduction from the following observation. So on the 253 BC1 plants issued from the Hirsutum australis pentaploid, 115, it means 45%, did not present any signs of introgression. So we did not analyze this plant, but they were totally similar to Gossypium hirsutum. So we made the hypothesis that they were euploid, not carrying any chromosome or chromosome fragments of the donor species. So the rest of the progeny, 138 BC1 plants, showed signs of introgressions. It means their phenotype was different from the phenotype of Gossypium hirsutum. So, actually, the main objective of this work was to identify new monosomic alien addition lines of Gossypium australis on Gossypium hirsutum. So, and we didn't add the resources to screen all the BC1 progeny of the pentaploid. So we decided to sample the population according to the phenotypic aspects of the plants in order to get a representativity of the phenotypic diversity. And so we choose 42 BC1 derivatives. These plants were analyzed using 87 Gossypium australe specific microsatellite markers evenly distributed on the genetic map of Gossypium hirsutum. So from the SSR analysis we carried out, and also from a few GISH analyses we also carried out, we obtained the following results. 6 of the 42 BC1 derivatives were monosomic alien addition lights. 23 of the BC1 derivatives were multiple alien chromosome addition line with 1 to 3 additional chromosomes, actually they included all the SSR markers used to characterize them, and some showed deletion. And we also observed among this population that 16 plants were probably recombined, showing single or multiple recombination with or without additional alien chromosome in the genomes. It means that we have either, I think, 7 plants did not present any SSR markers specific to Gossypium australe, and these markers were distributed on all the linkage group of Gossypium, and so with us they didn't show any of these markers, but they showed phenotypic signs of introgression. We made the hypothesis that the modification of the phenotype was due to recombination. In some cases, I have the undergraduate students give me a lot of time, and I thank them for because I speak slowly. So it means that if you consider that 55% of the BC1 derivatives presented signs of introgression, and that about 40% were probably recombined, it means that about 20% of the whole BC1 population was subject to recombination, which is quite high compared to the results of the team of Kurt Brubaker I presented just before. So last factors affecting the efficacy and the efficiency of the introgression method is the effort needed to eliminate the undesirable genetic material contributed by the diploid parents. So in the tree-specific pathway, this effort is quite large, because you need to get rid of most of the DNA contributed by both diploid parents. Only a few genes are interesting, and you have to remove all the rest. In the B-specific pathway, it's normally a much easier job due to the lower amount of DNA contributed by the Australian diploids in such type of hybrids. You have normally punctual recombinations. So my conclusion, so if the pentaploid can be used as male parent to produce backcross derivatives, the B-specific pathway might be as efficient or even more efficient than the tree-specific pathway to introgress all kind of traits of agronomic interest from Australian diploids in Gossypium hirsutum. In case of total of quasi-total male sterility of the pentaploid, the best solution is to exploit tree-specific hybrids. I thank you for your attention.